dedicated expat desk. Check out spurcase.lu.
It is 6 o'clock.
And here is your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather. In national news, a victim remains in critical condition following a violent mass brawl involving 15 to 20 people in Diekirch last Sunday. The Criminal Investigation Department has launched a witness appeal, urgently requesting local residents to submit any mobile phone footage or information regarding the suspects. Two suspects, aged 44 and 71, have been arrested by the Luxembourg police following a European arrest warrant issued by French authorities. The individuals, who reside in France, are connected to a South African triple murder earlier this month and face extradition to France. According to a static survey of 4,000 residents, people in Luxembourg go on holiday at least 5 times a year on average. Last year was an historic high for holidays, with 5.2 trips per year. Holiday costs are also at an all-time high, with the average trip costing €1,304, and around 83% of participants spent a night away from home at least once in 2025. In international news, the International Criminal Court's 125 member states convened today to determine the fate of prosecutor Karim Khan, who was suspended over allegations of sexual assault against a member of his staff, accusations he firmly denies. Europe's wildfire crisis has forced more than 80,000 people to flee for safety as holidaymakers boarded boats to escape fires on one French peninsula, and Spanish officials ordered mass evacuations in towns near Madrid. Both Spain and France have called for EU help as flames, whipped up by strong winds and boosted by drought, raced through tinder-dry forests. At least 21 people have been killed today in Russian and Ukrainian long-range strikes, many at a gathering of Ukraine's defense industry just outside Kiev, and at a factory hundreds of miles east of Moscow. Both sides have been intensifying drone and missile strikes, with diplomacy on ending the 4.5-year war at a standstill. Sports now, and the International Olympic Committee has rejected a complaint filed by the human rights NGO Fair Square against FIFA President Gianni Infantino for alleged breaches of rules on political neutrality, a spokesperson told AFP today. And Olympic champions Adam Ramsay-Petey and Duncan Scott have made 5 fast starts in the pool at the 23rd Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, while Australian swimmers are heavily favoured for gold, perhaps motivated by an incentive scheme funded by billionaire Gina Rinehart that awards $20,000 per gold medal. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head on over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, it has been a generally sunny day, with the odd moments of some cloud cover and only a very little breeze. It is currently around 26 degrees. This will drop overnight to a low of 13. Tomorrow will be largely sunny all day, with odd cloud moving across from time to time and a top temperature of 28 Celsius.
Traffic happens. We have the solutions. Emil Weber, all about your journey.
RTL Today traffic info.
4 minutes past 6 p.m. It's an 8-minute delay on our old friend the A3 heading down south towards Dillange. Honestly, not too bad. 8 minutes on the B40 between Belval train station and across the French border towards Audun-le-Tiche. Lastly, 5 to 6 minutes on the A13 between Bacharach and Pétange. Also, 2 speed checks that might still be in effect. Those are in Hivange on the Rue de Dalem. The other one is in Limpertsberg on the Avenue Victor Hugo. For everything else, and to stay up to date wherever you are, make sure to check out today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Take me out tonight. Where there's music and there's people. The young and the light. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see light.
and I'm welcome no more. And if a double decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a 10-ton truck kills the gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, don't care, don't care, don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one.
Friday night on RTL Today Radio. That's The Smiths with There Is A Light That Never Goes Out. Reminder, tonight's episode of New Noise airing between 10 and 11 p.m., by the way, live right here on 93.3 FM. Hosted once again by, well, me. I put together some of the coolest new stuff, new singles that we've gotten in today, including the new Charlie XCX material and a new Strokes song. It's one of the few songs on the record that I genuinely like, by the way. Stay tuned for that. Here's The Cure for now. Track's called Mint Car. After that, Brooke Combs.